This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10:45, in for Newell Norman. Glad to be here with you on WWL. I'm glad that Mike Dettelier is joining us here. As he gets ready for a talk show this afternoon at 4 o'clock, Sports Talk, here on WWL. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Dave.
What'd you think when you saw the final 50, well, I should not say final, when you saw the initial cuts for to create a 53-man roster for the Saints by the deadline yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, there were a few surprises to me. being around doing this for almost 40 years, I hear it from agents all the time about they tell their young players, don't get too excited. Don't ask about trying to buy all kind of things, because if you're on the roster next week on the Tuesday, I feel much better because there are always those cases where that initial 53, oh, we want you here, and then 2 days later, oh, man, we had a change of thought of where we may go with this, and you may not have that job. The six receivers to me jumped out. I would have bet that wouldn't have happened before. And
what, that there would be six receivers on the roster?
Yeah, I would have thought it'd be five. And, you know, with Mason Tipton, he showed enough apparently in practice. We didn't see him in a game. He had a hamstring injury that they will keep him around. And Bub Means, who was a draft choice from Pitt, they kept him around. He also struggled with some injuries. So your final two roster spots at wide receiver were both rookie receivers, one a draft choice, one a signed free agent. I didn't think they'd go that route. I thought it would probably be an extra offensive lineman kept at that point. And I still think that that's a maneuver that's going to happen, that one of those two guys will be on the practice squad and you'll see a veteran offensive lineman who can play center guard or a tackle, which I think it'll be both. You'll have two extra offensive linemen added to the lineup next week at this time. But that surprised me a little bit. The punting situation was close because of Lou Headley. He had some experience here. He early on had the lead. And then you saw Matt Haball make a run at this. And Matt Haball, I told this to Bobby, first time I watched him punt, because I saw him punt at Vanderbilt. And then you watch him in the NFL, it's like every time he hits the ball, he's like trying to knock the air out of it. I mean, he really punches it, and he gets great, you know, distance with the punt. But a lot of times you got to be careful with that you don't out-punch your coverage.
Yeah, and game one, he did. We saw some big returns.
Oh, that was his issue, who they kept. He sort of tried to pop the air out of it. And I think you can always get better with that. But he's got leg talent. I mean, he can really hit the ball. And he's got good distance and good height with it. I think you saw with Headley, you know, he was Australian-type kicker. And it did work. They made it work last year, where the Saints were really one of the leaders in not giving up much yardage to punt returners. And that ball came out sort of funky. I mean, you know, you talk to returners,
sort
it was like
funky.
It kind of was end over end. And, you know, okay, it's not normally what you're catching. So, you know, the rookie made his run late. And I give him full credit for it. And the other guy is Rico Paton. Because when we saw in the OTAs, I thought he had difficulties in finding the ball when it's thrown over his head. He was always good with the ball thrown in front of him. He could plant and drive real hard to the football. Where I think he made the improvement was his ability to track the football quicker and faster in flight. Because a lot of times, we saw in OTAs, how he was getting beat, they were throwing the ball over his shoulder. And I think he did a really good job. You saw he can help out on special teams. And in those first couple games, teams were picking on him. And it was almost like, and I've seen it with athletes, like, okay, keep throwing it at me, and I'm going to keep knocking it down. He was doing some jawing, you know, a little bit like, man, I got some confidence here. Keep throwing it, and I'm going to knock it down. And he earned that spot. I knew that that was going to be a difficult deal if they cut him loose to think they could get him back on the practice squad. Somebody was going to pick him up. And to think that, you know, with Hayball, with Rico Paton, with Dallin Holker, you know, those guys, you know, were all free agent pickups. They weren't draft choices, along with Mason Tipton, who also was an undrafted free agent from Yale.
And that's keeping three quarterbacks. So we got six receivers and three quarterbacks. Are you at all surprised that Spencer Rattler and Jay Kaner are on the active roster?
Nope. That didn't surprise me.
Well, that hasn't been their MO over the years to have three quarterbacks, though, right?
Maybe hasn't, but it is this year. Every year is a little different. And the fact of the matter, what that's telling you is the usage of Taysom Hill is going to change. And, you know, that was always the deal is, keep two quarterbacks, Taysom will come in there. He'll be a third just in case. My thing today is, I'll make you a pretty strong argument. Your number two running back today behind Alvin Kamara is Taysom Hill. He's playing fullback. He's playing H-back. He's playing, they split him out as a receiver. Man, they're using him a lot of different ways. You can just stretch him so far.
So you don't think he'll be taking as many snaps under center then this season, huh?
I think he still will because that power quarterback run is still really tough to defend.
Yeah, he is so good at that. They know it's coming, but they can't stop him.
Yeah, and it's funny. We did the pickleball tournament a couple weeks back, and I asked Drew Brees about it, and he was like, you know, why can't we live in a world where he comes in 12 times a game, and if you do it in a fast set, watch the eyes of the defenders. They're like, okay, what is he going to play? Because if you put him in there, in that lineup, you're not sure where he's going to end up.
You got him all off kilter because they don't know what's coming at him.
And he that's a really good point about if you can do it, especially in a fast set, that you don't have time to react to it. Because, again, some people's mentality as well, it's almost like high school or, you know, college. No, this is the pro level. It's a different world. And you putting in a guy that you're not sure where he's going to line up. Is he going to be at quarterback? Is he going to be at halfback, at fullback? Are you going to put him as an H-back tight end, at wide receiver? And you have to adjust. All I want them to do is make one mental mistake, and I can take advantage of it.
Talking with Mike Dottiglia. When we get back, I want to ask him about this play.
Brings it out to the near side. 10, 15, 20. Still on his feet. 30, 35. Cuts it back towards the middle. Still on his feet. Nakua to the far side. 40, 35. He's got to beat an offensive lineman. Gets a block. Samson Nakua. 15, 5. Jumps into the end zone. No! No!
A lot of people thought that return of the missed field goal would get Samson Nakua on the roster. It didn't. We'll find out what Dottiglia thinks about that up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman, talking with Mike Dettillier. Mike, we heard the Samson Nacua call before the break. A lot of people thought he was going to make this team because of the amazing effort he put there. And also, Jacob Cabote also cut after he had a very strong performance in the last preseason game. Either of those cuts surprise you?
No, not really. Samson, I think, will certainly get another opportunity to play in this league. Bob and I were joking about if he had his brother Puka speed, he'd have scored.
But, well, his family gave him hell about that on social media too.
He ran out of gas,
and they were just mean to him.
but man, listen, that's a competitive family with a lot of athletes. Not only the brothers, but also the cousins and people around them. And he gave a great effort. And the thing that jumps out to me about that, Dave, is the fact that you didn't panic. And a lot of times on a call that breaks down like that, you will see linemen grab someone, you get a holding penalty or a push in the back or whatever, and that's, you know, he gets brought back even though you might have scored. There wasn't a lot of panic, and it goes to show you can be critical of some areas of this team. One thing you can't be too critical of is special teams. How well coached they are with Darren Rizzi and Coach Phil Galliano, and what they do on special teams. They do a fantastic job there. And you're right, he sort of ran out of steam. And also I give credit, too, to the Titans for a non-panic moment.
Yeah, they kept up the pursuit, no doubt about it.
We saw Auburn, Alabama a few years back. It all broke down. Auburn ended up winning the game on the final play on a missed field goal and a score. So it didn't surprise me he didn't make the team. He'll get another opportunity. It was a great play. It's kind of a Seinfeld moment for the Saints.
Yeah.
All that excitement, and it ends up not being a score.
Have you made a season prediction yet, Mike?
Yes, I have.
What is it?
8 wins, 9 losses.
Ooh, all right. That doesn't get him into the playoffs this year, I don't think, does it?
No, it doesn't.
All right, Mike. We'll listen for you at 4 o'clock this afternoon on Sports Talk. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.